Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is November 30th. I'm Daniel Schwartzman, in for Steve Brown, and this is Wall Street Breakfast's Saturday edition, What Moved Markets This Week? A look back on the prior week to recap the key stories and market movers. Stocks melted lower Friday in a quiet, short post-holiday trading session for their first decline in 5 days, with investors' attention largely on the week's Hong Kong and China trade debates. President Trump's signing of a bill supporting Hong Kong may have weighed on equities, but it wasn't seen as ultimately affecting the prospect of a Chinese trade deal. Consumer discretionary was lower Friday, though Black Friday looked to book $7.4 billion in online sales. And Friday's drop wasn't enough to prevent a weekly gain, with the Dow rising 0.6% this week, the S&P 500 up 1%, and NASDAQ up 1.7%. Marking the biggest ever deal in the luxury sector, LVMH agreed to buy Tiffany & Company for $16.2 billion, adding an iconic American name to the European giant's stable of brands. Separately, Novartis agreed to pay $9.7 billion for cholesterol drug maker The Medicines Company as it builds up its heart treatment portfolio. With major brokerages dropping trading commissions in recent months, Charles Schwab also announced a $26 billion all-stock deal for TD Ameritrade, creating a Goliath in wealth management. Shares of Uber tumbled 6.4% on Monday before pairing losses after the company lost its license to operate in London for the second time in 2 years. While its services won't immediately be blocked, it is a major blow to the ride-hailing giant, which must now appeal the decision and prove its safety record. Uber was previously barred from the city in September 2017, leading to a protracted legal battle with Transport for London that won it a reprieve. Frozen 2 hauled in $127 million domestically and $223 million worldwide in its opening weekend, resulting in the highest grossing debut ever for any animated film globally. More records? The motion picture marked a new high in the US and Canada for an animated release outside the summer season and was the largest opening ever for Walt Disney Animation Studios. It's also likely to be Disney's sixth film to net more than $1 billion at the box office in 2019. What will this weekend bring? The Hang Seng Index rose 1.6% on Monday as pro-democracy forces won 86% of the seats on Hong Kong's local district councils. The pro-government camp only won about 12% of seats versus 65% 4 years ago, putting pressure on authorities to meet the demands of the city's demonstrators. Later in the week, President Trump signed into law congressional legislation supporting the city's anti-government protesters, prompting worries over progress in Sino-US trade talks. eBay said it would sell its StubHub business to Viagogo Entertainment, a significant international competitor. Already among the largest players in the growing secondary market for sports, music, and live entertainment, the combined company expects to sell hundreds of thousands of tickets each day across more than 70 countries. The $4.05 billion deal is also a major cash windfall for eBay, which scooped up StubHub for $310 million in 2007. As federal officials waver on a flavored e-cigarette ban, state and municipal officials are grappling with how to address the resurgence of youth nicotine addiction. The latest to take action is New York City, which became the largest city in the U.S. to outlaw all vaping flavors except tobacco. A nationwide public health matter is also spreading, with a mysterious vaping lung disease that has so far sickened more than 2,100 people and killed 42. The FAA announced it would be the sole issuer of airworthiness certificates for all new 737 MAXes, a role it previously shared with Boeing, meaning it will inspect and sign off on every jet individually before delivery to airlines. It's another public pushback by the agency against company pressure to accelerate the plane's reinstatement. While Boeing has been angling to start some MAX deliveries by late December, FAA leaders have stressed they don't have a timeline and won't sacrifice safety to speed up the process. The biggest shopping weekend of the year is here, and 165 million Americans are planning to shop or bargain hunt during the holiday, according to the National Retail Federation. Strong numbers could suggest a profitable shopping season ahead amid concerns over the health of the economy. From a market perspective, History suggests this is a very good time for retail stocks. Since 2007, the week before Black Friday to a week after, the sector usually gains 5%. Early indications about the day's performers pointed to strong store traffic for Lululemon and Peloton, with nice performance from Target and Best Buy. Sonny's tweet was tongue-in-cheek, nothing more, a Ford spokesman said, shooting down chances of a tug-of-war match between Ford's F-150 and Tesla's new Cybertruck. Sonny Madra, vice president of Ford X, prompted the challenge over Twitter this week, with Elon Musk responding, "Bring it on." If the battle were to take place, odds put Tesla's 3-to-1 favorite, according to sports betting company bookmaker.eu. Calling it a mission-critical priority, Christine Lagarde is pushing for climate change to be part of the European Central Bank's purpose in the first comprehensive review of the bank since 2003. Pushback? Some Eurozone central bankers argue that climate action should be left to the EU's national governments to handle through fiscal policy, not monetary policy. Earlier this month, the San Francisco Fed convened the U.S. Central Bank's first-ever conference on the economics of climate change and discussed the concept of a green interest rate. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.